This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're hearing a mysterious spiritual voice from a weird entity called the Greenfield or something.
Greenfield.
There actually was an echo there. That's strange. Okay.
Strange.
Well, yeah. Fairies rarely say anything, like gray aliens.
Things.
They say no things. They say... In it. It's their key word.
Nobody understands what we're talking about here because they never heard the loop that Chris's voice was in on Skype.
But it was there, honestly, for 15 minutes, Gene was twiddling knobs and recalling and redialing, and Christopher was just like a fragment of a sentence, and he probably doesn't even know what the sentence was.
Something with in it.
Yep, something of that sort.
Wait a minute, somebody on YouTube is going to write, that episode of the Paracast with that guy Greenfield, all they said was in it 12,000 times.
No, Christopher was saying, I'm in it for the money. It was not supposed to be on the air to begin with, right?
What money?
Because as we all know, it's a big money maker for each and every one of us. We live lavish lives because of our books and broadcasts and lectures, and we go all over the world living in style, right? Right? Oh, I'm talking about Beckley. I'm sorry.
And Beckley is the first person to claim that he has no money. He never has any money. And then when you go out with him, he takes out his American Express card, which is a higher level of credit, and doesn't seem to really care about that. I think he lives two lives, the real Tim Beckley, who has a second home somewhere, and they still have the family home, I think, in New Brunswick, New Jersey. As a matter of fact, he lives in New York in a rent-controlled apartment. And then you have the Beckley who has no money and never has enough and never sells enough books to pay for the cost of production.
The point is, almost all of his income is derived from UFO-related things, mostly stuff that isn't nailed down by copyright. But nevertheless, it does provide a service, and I don't think he lives lavishly, but I think he is probably the only person that I am aware of, except maybe Stan Friedman, who's ever made a living at it, and apparently Friedman was only able to do it for a limited period of time. I don't think Beckley has made a fortune, but I think he has been a professional ufologist since he was 13 or so.
Yeah, he lives in the same place for maybe 40 years. It's a rent-controlled apartment in New York City. Not in a great neighborhood, but I used to work down the street from him for many years. And I kind of think here about this rent control thing in New York, how many people took advantage of it. Like, I know Chris and I talked about this during After the Paracast, last year's passing of the cult character, horror film host, John Zacherle, who became prominent in New York for the host of horror films and originally in Philadelphia. He actually recorded a couple of records, one of which became like a top 20 smash or something like that called Dinner with Drac. And for all these years, he lived in the same apartment on West 96th Street for like 50 years. And it was a rent-controlled apartment for like $250. And he spent like the remaining years of his life, he died in his 90s, living at that place. Because to leave there, good or bad, any other place would have cost him 10 times as much.
Yeah, well, that's the argument for and against the notion of rent control, but I think that is pretty well unique to New York City and is probably pretty well justified in that New York is a relatively tiny space that has 8 million people in it, and more than that on a daily basis that, you know, come in and leave for the shores of New Jersey, and elsewhere. So it really would be outlandishly expensive if it were just allowed to settle at whatever level the market will bear.
Now, the way it works here is that as soon as someone leaves the place, vacates that apartment, they can rent it at market value.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting scam. Anyway, let's get back to other interesting things, because we shouldn't worry about whether or not we're going to become rich and famous, because you and I, Alan, are too old for that, I think. And I don't know. People live longer now.
Yes. I'm still planning on going to Mars. But
so did you place a collect call to Elon Musk to get on that one-way trip?
No, I don't want to do a one-way trip. I want to visit. I want to live there.
Let's go back to our weird subject here, the phenomenon we're dealing with here.
Going to Mars isn't weird. Well, I guess we are in the 21st century, right?
We should have been to Mars already. Look at 2001. They already had gone beyond Mars by then.
Well,
I think we're in an alternate reality where it didn't happen.
That was a projection based on the speed of the U.S. space program in the 1960s, particularly after Kennedy was assassinated. It was like the national goal to get to the moon, and based on that had the same amount of funding and enthusiasm continued, there would surely have been, before the end of the 20th century, there surely would have been a base on the moon, a classical space station, and probably at least visitations to Mars. It just didn't continue. Basically, we got to the moon. The Russians, having been beaten, sort of got out of the business, at least as a front burner thing. And we got out of the business because, partly because Americans get tired of things, and also because there was no longer this beating the Soviets to the moon to prove something. So the space program has moved at a much slower pace. This entry of billionaires into space research is an interesting development. We'll see what happens when they, God forbid, but one couldn't reasonably expect it, they have their first real disaster. You know, that could put the kibosh on that. But I expect that, it's possible, should we be blessed with really long lives, that we will live to see people go to Mars. But is that out of, have we reached so far that in the early 1960s when we started, we thought that UFOs might be from a Martian civilization, down to, as far as we know, the only civilization on Mars is what we've sent there. I mean, that's a huge acceleration of our understanding of the universe. It hasn't proven anything, but I think it's absolutely remarkable. And that's no longer in our category. It's like when the Psychical Research Society, one of its original interests was hypnotism, but hypnotism went mainstream, so they for better or worse, and they dropped it as a subject for paranormal research because it wasn't considered to be paranormal.
Here, UFOs have become very much mainstream, obviously.
Absolutely.
But, that, you know, UFOs as spaceships. Ghosts are mainstream because we have all the reality shows and the movies and things like that. Bigfoot's kind of sort of mainstream, I guess. So that having occurred, do we go back to older phenomena or deal with it or consider what that means for us? We've got Alan Greenfield, who's explored all these things and many more things. And as you can see, he can do 12 shows as a monologue. We don't have to talk. We just sit back and listen, and have fun. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Yes, Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
If you're in it to win it now.
Must have anymore. Guests with short attention span. I'm not that lengthy. At least what I say is, you know, spontaneous and of the moment. I'm not reading anything, and I don't even have any notes in front of me. I do have a picture of you and an indication that Christopher is made of carbon dioxide because it just says CO in a blue circle.
Well, that's funny because when I look at his avatar on Skype, I see him smiling, which is a rare commodity, wearing his glasses, having a short beard. I see you illuminated by all sorts of strange special effects.
That it exemplify what I am, right?
Well, if I see you in person, that's how you look. I know that. You know, I'm testifying to that. What you see is what you don't get. Now, all seriousness aside here, let's get back to this, the fact that UFOs are mainstream, ghosts, Bigfoot. We have a cultural meme about that. Is that dictating our reality, or we're just reaching that conclusion because that's where the cookie crumbles or whatever?
I think on the one hand, I'm not unhappy that these things have become mainstream, but I am unhappy with the decline in the level of serious research. I hate to say it because back in the old days, they were my mortal enemy, but MUFON does pretty serious, much more open-minded stuff than they used to do. But other than that, I mean, all of this stuff on TV is above the level, and I'm talking about ghost lore and UFO lore and, God help us, ancient alien lore. And it's very, very, very superficial. It's stuff that we went through 50 years ago, and it's in the gosh wow category. The ghost hunters that carry around a infrared camera and something to measure temperature changes and electromagnetic effects, and their qualifications are what? I think the most famous guys are plumbers. That's what they do for that's their day job. And there's nothing wrong with being a plumber, but that hardly qualifies you to do the kind of quality research that was done in the heyday of the Society for Psychical Research, when you had distinguished scientists doing in-depth research and analysis from a basically skeptical standpoint, so that when they came up with one that they said, this is the genuine article, whatever that may mean, you could take them at their word. On the other hand, these guys on TV, I don't watch these things on any kind of regular basis, but they get freaked out if they see something that they think is real. You get the, well, we're beyond that kind of approach to things, or should be. So to answer your question, yes, we need to look back to these previous cases and earlier research simply because it was better research. There's a whole host of every one of the areas we've discussed. There's a whole host of late Victorian era research. And you can also include the occult and occult phenomena in that category. There was like from 1875 to the first decade of the 20th century, you had really quality investigators doing quality work and publishing. And now you have pop culture. While it's good that people are aware of these things and aren't afraid to talk about their experiences in the way that they were back in the day, the downside of that is the quality of the research is so low that it's very hard on a secondhand basis to say, well, this was well researched and found to be something paranormal.
Well, and the problem also with these reality shows is it's not reality, it's a scripted drama where they're using improvised dialogue. And that's all it is. And so they have to fill 43 or 44 minutes plus commercials. And hopefully get a high enough rating so the advertisers are happy and pay the rates for the upfronts. That's where the advertisers buy all or most of their advertising on TV and cable shows. And that's all they care about. They have to have their equipment. They have to have their night vision goggles. And that's it. There's no reality there because, as I said, it's a scripted drama.
it's more scripted than you may realize. Even the guests are scripted. I don't get invited on the TV shows anymore because I've said this in several places, but I don't believe I've ever said it to you or to your listeners. But it's a very interesting thing because it's a direct personal experience. I did several programs for the History Channel. I did two episodes of UFO Hunters, which is now gone, and I did Ancient Aliens with reluctance because I was then in my mid-60s, and the notion of being mistaken for an ancient alien was really not something that I cared to do. And then I did Brad Meltzer's Decoded, where Brad Meltzer never appears. It was one of the first episodes, so the three people who actually did the show were there. And I was, I think they paid my way to New York, which was good because my eldest son was at that time living, and his wife were then living in New York, so I got to see him. And they invited me to come out to Liberty Island and do an interview. So I thought, okay, we'll do an interview. And it was this Illuminati Masonic stuff, which I know about. I mean, that's within my area of expertise. But at one point, first of all, when I get out there, I had trouble finding them because they didn't have anybody waiting at the ferry for me. That's first and only time I've ever been on Liberty Island. And then I see the three people, and they're sitting at a table, and I sit down with them, and I have I'm dressed for the occasion, which is to say, dressed like a man in black. I had on shades, I had on a black shirt, a black tie with a red. I mean, you know, I was just doing the thing. And they didn't say anything about it. That was fine with them. And they asked me some questions about is the Statue of Liberty copied from the Colossus of Rhodes or whatever? And I said, yes. And then they start going into this Masonic conspiracy thing. Well, I know Freemasonry is many things, but it isn't a conspiracy. It's these days, it's a bunch of old men who get together and apparently don't much like women.
All right. Don't much like women. We'll get into more of that and more with Alan Greenfield, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so we ended the previous segment with the words, "Don't much like women." Alan Greenfield, what are you referring to?
In Freemasonry, it's restricted to adult men. And
can they even do that legally anymore?
Yeah, a private organization. In fact, in Southern jurisdiction, the largest jurisdiction in the world, and Southern jurisdiction isn't confined to the former Confederate States of America, but until very, very recently, first of all, they didn't recognize Prince Hall Masonry, which is predominantly black, although the Grand Lodge of England, which is the mother lodge of the regular Freemasonry, did recognize them, and they had no black members, which is why there was a Prince Hall Masonry, or at least part of the reason. So they have much to answer for, but being the conspiracy to rule the world, or the current version is the reptilian conspiracy, which sounds a lot like the international Jewish conspiracy to rule the world, that's simply not who they are. I have great experience with that, and as I said, they have much to answer for, but not that. Anyway, so they get around to talking about the fact that there were three people involved in the construction of the Statue of Liberty, and it happens they were all Freemasons. Well, that may or may not have been coincidence, but in fact, before television, before radio, before movies, men's clubs flourished. So it's not that unusual that a Frenchman and two Americans were members of the regular Freemasonry. Then they asked me a question. They're working their way up to it. And they asked me, so do you think this pagan statue should be torn down? And I was just taken aback by the question. First of all, if I believed it, I wouldn't say it on a television program. I don't want to go to Gitmo. But secondly, I thought the idea was outrageous. I mean, and I said what I thought. I said, I subscribe to the poem by Emma Lazarus, The New Colossus, that's at the base of the statue. So many millions of people have sailed by that statue looking for freedom and opportunity. I would never even consider. I did very well in answer to an unexpected question. Well, they cut my answer out, and they found some guy who had this bitter conspiratorial attitude, and they, right after what I said, they cut what I said out on that subject. And he said, yeah, it needs to be torn down because it's a pagan statue, whatever that means. I thought, well, that's creative editing. And then we got through with the interview, which, you know, if it were intact or somewhat intact, it would have been fine. But then they said, wait a minute, we've got to show you coming to the island. And I said, pardon me? Thinking, I'm not in SAG-AFTRA. I don't think I can do acting. Not that I can't, but that it's not something I'm qualified to do, particularly in a union state. But they had me go back to the ferry, stand on a mark, walk forward like I'm looking for them to a second mark, and then find them.
You were an actor playing a role there.
Right. While that happened, I had an epiphany. If they do this with everybody that's on these programs, including the guy with the hair, whatever his name is, then this is acting. This is not interviews in the sense that CNN interviews somebody, although they probably, you know, do have their questions. They have their ducks in a row in advance. It runs too smoothly not to. But this is acting outright. So the second episode of UFO Hunters, I won't even go into the first one, which showed me in Germany, which is a country I would never step into, be that as it may. They took me for no reason that I can think of to Utah. I think it had to do with one of their other guests. It was just convenient. So they flew me to Utah, put me in a nice hotel, gave me some food. You know, I had nothing to complain about, paid me a fair amount for a couple of days' work. Then they take me out to this place in the desert with two vans, and they say, okay, I want you to meet our investigators, which I already knew and had done a previous program with, by driving up to their van, getting out and shaking hands with them and showing them your evidence.
You know, there's interesting here about driving. Normally, you hire a professional driver to drive the vehicle so it looks perfect.
And I said, there's one problem here. I don't drive, and I don't have a driver's license. And they were just, well, they'll walk towards you. You get in the van, pretend to drive, get out of the van, walk towards them, and you meet in the middle and show them your evidence. And that never got on the air, but I think some little part of that did, but the interview itself was totally separate, was at the hotel with, and I have no complaints about that. But again, that's acting. That's purely dramatic thing. First of all, it was after the real interview. And secondly, it's presumably they wanted to make this appear like with a background in the Utah desert that I meet their investigators and tell them the truth about flying saucers or whatever I was telling the UFO hunters the truth about. With Bill Burns, you never know how truth is defined. As Pilate is said to have said, what is truth? I don't know, but I tell you what's fake. That was fake. And that's just two examples of the four times I've done these programs. And I had the bad grace to mention that online. I have not been invited back since. I had become kind of a regular, but I was calling a spade a spade. I don't really, you know, I'm not an actor. If they want me to act, then they really need to be doing something different because that's not my thing.
What is union scale? Because we have to think about that, too. For an actor appearing in a one-hour show and saying more than five lines or whatever the limit is.
Well, yeah, the five lines, I don't know exactly, even though my eldest son is a screenwriter and a member of the guild, but I don't know with actors because I'm not an actor. But I do know that I wouldn't get union scale because I'm not in the union. But on the other hand, on that particular occasion, the one on Liberty Island, they gave me $25. I mean, they paid for the trip. They gave me $25 in cash and enough money to take a taxi back to my hotel, which they were also paying for. So
generous. Now, here's an interesting thing I had to ask here before we go on.
It was probably
interesting thing here before we go on. If you were a member of AFTRA, you're a member of the union, and you walk in there, would they have not selected you if you tell them, by the way, I'm a member of the union, I have to get union scale for this?
My guess is that they would not have invited me. However, my guess also is this guy that they have on regularly on Ancient Aliens, he's had to join the union. I mean, depending on what state he's in, even doesn't matter what state he's in. He probably has been obliged to join the union because clearly he's acting for them. But, you know, interviews are in a different.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. That's I have a very good way to check that out. David Childress, who's been on the show as much as Giorgio, has not been asked to join any unions. I can pretty much tell you that. He lives across the street from me. I'm very close to him. But I don't think that a nonfiction show such as Ancient Aliens requires principals to be part of SAG.
Let's go into this more detail. And we have some questions from our listeners of Alan Greenfield on some totally different subjects. Coming up with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the key being here, of course, from what Chris says, is it's supposed to be like a news show, a factual product, a documentary. Therefore, they can get away with not paying you union scale. You're not acting. You're not a performer, even though you are. Chris, we do have some questions of Alan Greenfield. Would you like to dig out a few in a totally different field? And let's see where they take us.
I was in Israel when Kennedy was assassinated. You can't blame me.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, there's some pretty highfalutin ones here. William Strathman, who's been a poster at the Paracast here for almost 2 years, he's one of our questioners who post their questions at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners and readers of the Paracast forum get to challenge our guests or compliment them or just find out interesting facts. And here's an interesting question. Alan, in your view, does reality originate from a deity who is the ultimate source of all, capital letters, Yud, K, Ve, Vav, K, for example, or at its most fundamental, is reality simply an inert, mindless material driven by randomness, out of which emerged the universe that includes us observers of it and our flawed conjectures about deity, or do you have another view?
Well, I do have another view, but let me put it this way. Would you give me the first part of the question again? I want to see if he used the word believe.
He didn't.
Okay. I don't believe anything. The word belief and the word faith are not part of my universe.
I don't know how many times I've heard myself say that.
They used to mean faith comes from the Latin word meaning fidelity, and belief comes from a similar source. But in the last 200 or 300 years, it has come to mean blind faith, blind belief. And if there isn't evidence, I can speculate. I can have allegiance. Those are things that don't require belief or faith. They require a judicious judgment on my part as to what is and is not true. That would apply to patriotism or spiritual beliefs or spiritual views or anything else. Having said that, I have been in so many different wacky areas all my life that people tend to think that I am a neo-pagan, which I've been identified with in the in books, the late Margot Adler so identified me in her Drawing Down the Moon, which was a very popular book in its day. Because I say I don't have any beliefs, it's assumed that I don't think there is anything supernatural. But the strange thing is, and coincidentally or synchronistically, just yesterday I was talking to my youngest son, Randall, about the need for a first cause. And nothing that I've heard from the naturalist community satisfies me as to how there could be a universe in which there was not a first cause, because cause and effect is like you overthrow the whole idea of science if you have an instance where there's no cause, there's just effect. Having said that, I'll give the best answer that I have ever come up with, which amounts to this. Though I have strange views on many things and am very flexible, I was born into Reform Judaism. I have lived in it comfortably through all of my occult and ufological and science fiction and other interests, and I am still comfortably a Reform Jew. If you want to know what Reform Judaism is about, it's Judaism light, although not as light as it was when I was a kid. And I prefer to say that I have allegiance to the idea of a supreme being that is outside of reality, however reality is defined. I don't believe it because I have no direct evidence of it, but that's sort of the Reformed Jewish default position, and that's the position that I hold. There are some special considerations in Judaism about that I'm not going to go into in any detail that have to do with that's also a part of the national identity. So I have allegiance to the entire national identity. I'm a Zionist, and I think that I am not a fundamentalist believer in the Bible or anything else, but I think that there is a source for reality outside of reality.
Well, having said that, let me kind of dovetail into another question here. Again, William Strathman wants to know if you practice some sort of venerable defined system of magic. Let's say, do you any sort of Tree of Life workings, the Kabbalah, or do you do any sort of mystical Judaic sort of magical practice?
Well, you threw in Judaic there, and I've sort of followed the general magical practice. Yeah, have I done Tree of Life workings? Yes, with other people. I've even done very elaborate ones back in my days in one of the great magical orders of antiquity, where I was the master of a lodge in that organization, and we had.
Can you mention which organization that might be?
That's the Ordo Templi Orientis, of which I
93.
No. I am 10 years out. I was a ranking member, and I broke with the OTO over some very, very fundamental things and would call myself a free illuminist, which is...
All right. Do what thou wilt should be the loophole of the law.
Do what Bill will shall be the whole of the law, which is the problem in the OTO. And,
Mr. Breeze.
Bill
they call him the Breeze.
Yes, and he's gone with the wind, or should be. Now, I really learned a lot from my 20-year experience with the OTO, but most of it is negative stuff, namely that if you're rotten at the core, you're probably going to have a rotten tree. But I really try to avoid going into too much of my particular problems with the OTO because I've moved on from that. I'm a free illuminist. I belong to a worldwide confederation of free illuminists, and we do a lot of the same things that that the so-called AA and the so-called OTO do, but nobody's in charge. We don't charge anything for anything that we do. And we really don't have any corporate existence. We just have the common goal of higher illumination. But anyway, when I was, I might as well say it exactly, when I was the master of Euless Lodge OTO, Euless Lodge number 10 OTO Incorporated, it was the only one that was incorporated separately, because at one time they thought that that was a good idea, or the late Grady McMurtry thought it was a good idea. Anyway, I got saddled at the beginning with a very expensive lodge hall, and I found that we were doing less magical work and more fundraising work than anything else. So I said, no, I've got a scrounger. Her name is Jenna. And I said, Jenna, scrounge a cheap place that's on the rapid transit line. And like that, she found a place, $100 a month, for this huge dance studio, which we use. We shared it with a dance class. They used it by day. We used it by night. And we had what was called the lodge in a box, which is we had this big box. If you're in the OTO, you probably know what the box is. But in the box was everything you needed to work any OTO degree up through the sixth degree. And we could just I had this team of people that could put it together and take it apart in 15 minutes on either side of it. But sometimes we just did programs, and since we had 1,000 square feet of floor space, we marked out the Tree of Life across the entire floor in chalk, and I put people who seemed to represent the various spheres or sephira. The Sephira, in the different things. And we did a complete.
who was Kether?
I don't remember. And that's interesting. I don't remember. I mean,
who was Binah?
We'll have that answer and more in our next segment with Alan Greenfield and Gene and Chris. You're in.
No Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.